This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Property speaking, Philip Schoeman is already in the building.
It's a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we are 5 minutes to the weekend when Philip Schoeman is in the building. We appreciate it so much. Well, we're looking at South Africa's property market, and it is said to be experiencing an upward shift as lower interest rates and inflation beating salary increases are spurring activity in the market. Now, the latest home loan data from Home Loan Comparison Services, Uber, shows improvements across all major indicators in property market. Good morning, Philip. Are you good?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me, as always.
So help us decipher this. What exactly does it mean? Does an upward turn in home loan activity mean good news for us, for the banks, And has the market really been doing that well?
So there's a couple of things to consider, but overall, yes, it can actually be good for both banks and consumers.
Uh-huh.
Consumers, because there's now a lower interest rate, you know, it's going to increase the demand for property, which means more people will buy property.
Mm-hmm.
But that will also increase the asking price in most instances of properties,
mm-hmm.
meaning that current property owners will increase their equity, but it will also raise the prices for new purchases, meaning that it's going to be a better investment. An uptick in economic activity when it comes to housing is usually an indicator of a robust confidence in the market.
So
it is a good thing for consumers. Now, it's just that supply and demand thing.
Okay.
So now with the banks, this also is going to increase their interest income and, you know, their fees.
Mm-hmm.
But on the downside, if we have a market that increases too quickly based on interest rate increases, you might find that we are sitting in a housing bubble. Which is ultimately bad for both.
Yes.
So we need to have a broader confidence in the economy and not just simulated increases by interest rates.
Then what do you say to the South African Reserve Bank? They're expected to moderate the monetary policy stance once more. And maybe let's look at what you guys are expecting in your industry.
Okay, so there's varied opinions here.
Mm.
I think we're expecting a modest 2.25 decrease, although broader indications have shown that we can actually quite comfortably drop by 0.5.
Okay.
You know, our interest rates have been low, our inflation rates have been low. So, you know, we can actually expect a 0.5, but the problem is we have this looming tariff. You know, which kicks in tomorrow or like the day after. So we don't
know.
So we don't really know how that's going to affect us.
Mm.
Well, we know from an economic point of view, there's a lot of fears. You know, so I think a cautious approach is going to be taken. There are certain institutions that even feel that no drop will come.
Hmm.
They'll keep it at you know, the current rates. They won't necessarily drop it. So I think, you know, maybe we need to look forward to a middle ground,
okay.
meaning no change versus a 0.5. I would say 0.25 is what I'm kind of expecting.
All right. Well, that's Philip putting his head on the block a bit there. So we'll hold him to it. We'll give him a call after we see what's going on. But interesting times. And thank you so much, Philip, for helping us understand, you know, where the property industry is sitting in all of this uncertainty. That's broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schoeman.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.